From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Tin Jia, a trusted friend of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, took over as Myanmar's president Wednesday, calling it a historic moment for the country's long-drawn transition to democracy after decades of military rule. In a day full of ceremony and symbolism, Tin Jia was sworn in along with two vice presidents and an 18-member cabinet. The new president spoke after the swearing-in ceremony. He says the new government will implement our democratic constitution, and our constitution will promote national reconciliation and internal peace. It will support the creation of a democratic federal union and bring better lives to the people. You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. An Egyptian man accused of hijacking an Egypt jet Tuesday and forcing it to land in Cyprus is now in police custody following a court appearance on Wednesday. Andreas Angelides is a police spokesman.
The suspect presented today before the court. Okay, he will stay in custody for 8 days, and the case is under investigation. So in this framework, we're going to take statements, we continue the inquiries in order to finish as soon as possible the whole case.
All 55 passengers aboard the Egypt Air jet were able to escape unharmed before the man turned himself over to authorities. French President Francois Hollande announced Wednesday that he was abandoning his plan for constitutional reforms after the November 13th attacks on Paris. It included a measure to strip convicted terrorists of their French nationality. This is VOA News. Greek police patrolling the country's northern border clashed Tuesday with several hundred migrants and refugees who had been blocking from crossing into Macedonia. Meanwhile, Italy Tuesday said the number of migrants rescued in its maritime operations has risen sharply in the first quarter of this year, while the European Union said the number of migrants leaving Turkey for the West has dropped sharply in the past week. It comes after an agreement with Ankara on returning migrants who do not qualify for asylum. The United States Tuesday joined UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in France in calling on Libyan authorities to allow a unity government into the country to begin its work. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We find reprehensible efforts by these individuals to undermine the political process, to derail the establishment of the government of national accord, and to slow, if not halt, the implementation of the Libyan political agreement signed in Sikrak.
A UN-brokered power-sharing deal was announced in December, calling for the creation of a unity government to end nearly 5 years of turmoil. The top U.S. general, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Joseph Dunford, said Tuesday that he has no doubt the Russian intervention in Syria propped up the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
With respect to Russian activity in Syria, there's absolutely no doubt that they stabilized the regime and they have put themselves in a position to influence a political solution. And we're still really assessing what the real meaning of their stated withdrawal is, or more importantly, what the impact is going to be. It's just been a matter of a week.
General Dunford said in Washington that Damascus was reeling in July and August of last year, but it's now in much better shape. Morocco has rejected a UN explanation of a remark made by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who described Morocco's annexation of the Western Sahara as an occupation. The Moroccan Foreign Ministry Tuesday said that it was a premeditated act to alter the nature of the dispute. Deputy U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Tuesday that North Korea's ongoing nuclear missile tests are a profound threat to regional stability. Speaking in Washington Tuesday, Blinken urged China to see that its ally, Pyongyang, get on a path of denuclearization. President Obama will hold talks with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, South Korean President Park Geun-hye, and Chinese President Xi Jinping this week on the sidelines of a nuclear security summit. The head of the U.S. Central Bank should proceed carefully as it looks to gradually raise a key interest rate. Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen Tuesday expressed continued concern over the state of the global economy and the risk it poses to the U.S. The Federal Reserve raised its key interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade, a quarter point off a near zero rate. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.